Hall of Fame has come and gone. We're live, baby. Hall of Fame has come and gone. This is the Chop Sports Podcast here on a Monday. This guy just leaves off camera already. The Chop Sports Podcast live on a Monday for the first time ever. We are live on our Facebook group. We are live on YouTube. We are live pretty much everywhere we can be, possibly be live. I guess I'll set up like Twitter and other ones.
Twitch.
The Twitch.
Are you able to go live on Twitter?
Absolutely.
That's
absolutely
thing?
So we could do that. We can definitely do that. So anyway, first and foremost, Sturch and Gooch, for the first time, I mean, we're coming to you live here. And of course, behind the glass, can't even see him, AJ Bascone.
Is this the actual first time we've gone live?
Yes.
On the Daily Show, yes. But we've gone live before, no?
I mean, I don't.
We were kicking around ideas way
back.
We
wanted to do this months ago. Yeah. And then we're like, oh, I don't know. We'll see. But anyway, big show today. Obviously, the Hall of Fame comes and goes. Did you watch any of the speeches? Any of them?
I just saw Woodson's.
You're such, like, see, I'm watching guys that I've never even heard of because I think they're really, like, they're just good speeches.
And I saw Peyton Manning's highlights
of his
speech.
Peyton Manning's was, probably stole the show because he's just
I'm not a big speech guy. I hear you talking all day. I hear AJ complaining all day. I don't want to hear 20. I mean, they did shorten the speeches, though, right?
It was six minutes. Yeah, there's like an 8-minute format now. It's like the Oscars or whatever, where like they start playing the music in the background, like, bum, bum, bum,
I mean,
bum,
there's
bum,
only so much we want to hear people talk. Ray Lewis, Peyton Manning's joke was that he's still talking from his speech from 2018. They finally just ended. And that's true. You don't want to hear somebody go on and on and on. And some of these guys aren't built to speak.
Right.
So we don't want to hear it.
Right.
CTE.
Well, yeah, I believe it. Actually, the best part about this live is that now we can interact with some of the people that want to like drop comments and stuff like that. We got one. It says a Facebook user. See, I'm not seeing names. Maybe that's something we gotta. Are you seeing the name or no?
No, I see.
I think if they comment, I know what that is.
Well, I already know. Yeah.
If they
comment from YouTube, you see the name. If they comment from Facebook, it just says Facebook user.
Yeah. Well, there it is. I drive around all day. I crash my car watching. It's been a pleasure, guys. I want to say Nick Shine. It could be completely wrong.
I don't know.
That's weird how it doesn't bring that up. But anyway. We'll get into that. We'll get into the pennant race right after we talk about some of the speeches. And, of course, today is day 6. I keep messing up this count. AJ, where are we at with that?
We on day 7.
Day 7. A touchdown fourth of what?
Day 7 of what?
The 32 teams in 32 days.
Oh,
covering the Indianapolis Colts today. So that's cool. We're excited. Jimmy Palumbo show rules. Okay, so definitely Jimmy Palumbo. I'm thinking, but that's cool. Hello, fellas.
Jimmy, you better get your ass here,
yeah,
bro.
Seriously,
you better,
Jimmy,
if you're not on the road yet, there's a serious problem. We got an audition. We got the lighting set up for you already.
Oh,
you
it's better, definitely Jimmy.
You better get your ass here. And Stanton is definitely not the problem.
Not the problem, according to Johnny.
You know what is giving me the fucking problem is this mic.
Why do you? You're the one that
shut
always
the fuck up,
it.
Bro. The mic's
just look at my mic. It's pointed at me.
Good for you.
And we're good.
Nobody fucking cares about
we haven't gone an episode deep without you finagling something. And usually you don't move it.
Where's your football?
Where's my football? What do you mean?
You said you were bringing a football so you could give me something to mess around with.
You have six footballs over there.
All right.
Go get one. You need to go get one.
The TO football so I could fucking stab it.
Oh, hey. Oh, that was the one gift I got from the New York Giants when I did my internship over there. But anyway, yeah, so we'll get into the Colts later on. We do want to start off with the pennant race because that's starting to heat up. We definitely don't want to look. You have your Yankee hat on. I got my Yankee hat on. Yes, we're excited. We took 3 out of 4 against Seattle. I would divulge right into all Yankee talk, but there could be a Boston Red Sox fan who doesn't want to hear any Yankee stuff. Or there could be a
Dave,
you know,
sees the light here, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm finally starting to see it. You know, I'm starting to see the fact that maybe, just maybe, nobody wants to hear about the Yankees. Like, if you're a Mets fan, you're probably, A, on a cliff right now, debating if you should jump or not. So I know AJ's unfortunately.
They went from
fan.
First place to third place in a day.
And bang, like that, just real quick. But it is what it is, man. I mean, look, it's definitely heating up everywhere. So if I start off with the AL East, obviously, because we just mentioned the Yankees, the Rays have taken over the Red Sox. Not sure as to what happened to the Red Sox. Like, you guys both said it, especially you. I've been talking to you longer about this. You're like, the Red Sox will eventually fizzle, you know? And it's happening. Like, real. You know what I mean? Like, what is that?
There
like
was a point when right after All-Star break, when the Yankees just shit the bed against the Red Sox, I was like, well, maybe they won't fizzle. But then immediately after that series, the Red Sox have only won 3 games.
Bad news.
3-10 in their last 13. And Sean Curtis, Shout out. He might be in here. He might be one of the Facebook users.
Oh, see, Joe Pizzamenti just commented, and I can see his name, Joe Pizzamenti. What's up, fellas? What's up, Joe? Awesome. All right, keep
maybe
going.
Maybe it's people that we're friends with. I don't know. I'm friends with Jimmy Palumbo.
Chris has a shitty Yankee hat. I know exactly who that is.
Jimmy.
Jimmy Palumbo again.
Jimmy, did you not hear what I said before? Get off Facebook.
Get off your phone.
We do appreciate the viewer, but get to the fucking studio, bro.
Seriously. But anyway, you were saying the Red Sox, they won what? Three games? You said
3-10 in their last 13. But Sean Curtis has been, he's a Red Sox fan.
He's a realist.
And he, even, it was about 2 months ago when he said, I'm not sure how the Red Sox are holding this up. They have the worst pitching. They don't go deep into games. Their bullpen sucks. Their runners, it's average of runners in scoring position is bad. But here we are, nine games up.
You
want to
talk about runners in scoring position? Hello, Yankees. Yeah, I raise you Yankees on that one. That's one of John Ean's biggest complaints is that we can't hit when there's somebody literally on
base.
And
there's just an underlying tone with the fan base. Same thing with the Mets, where early in the season, they expect to win games, and then they kind of know, like, oh, All-Star break is here. We're about to shit the bed, and here it comes. And then when you get that underlying tone with the fan base, it kind of carries over into the team. Whereas the opposite with the Yankees, typically you're like, well, they always finish strong, and they kind of do. And then right now, every Yankee on the team believes they can win every game, which is what you want down the stretch.
Yeah. So the AL East, the Rays have taken over first place. They're up 4 games on the Red Sox, 6.5 on the Yankees. Boston is completely reeling. Anyway, the AL Central seems to be kind of, I hate to say wrapped up in the beginning of August, but the White Sox have had a nice little stronghold. I guess the next team after that is what, Cleveland?
Yeah, they're 10 games
The Cleveland
up.
Guardians?
The 10 games
Is that
up.
Official already?
No.
They didn't switch. So that's next year?
No, that's, okay. I have no idea
Which is
when.
The dumbest shit I've ever seen. But anyway, the AL West is a two-team race right now with the Astros up 2.5 on the A's. That seems like it's going to go down to the wire as well. The A's are a good team. They're always gritty. And I'm sure, let me guess, you never saw Moneyball, right?
I've seen Moneyball.
Okay, now one of those movies that you don't like? You don't like Draft Day?
No, Moneyball is a great movie. Draft Day is a terrible movie.
See, but how do you say that? They're the same movie.
One movie's really good, and one movie's really bad. That's exactly how I say it. I mean, Draft Day is terrible. Kevin Costner's a dork. Big fucking dork.
You're terrible. That's awful.
Man, come on. And honestly, it's fake. One movie's real.
But how is it fake?
Because nobody drafts that way. That's not how things go in the NFL. There's like real analytics going into it. Not like, oh, pick him no matter what. No, motherfucker. There's too many variables here. And nobody makes that pick in real life.
Nobody takes up the linebacker first overall?
Stop. Name one. Show me.
LeVar Arrington?
Was he first overall?
I don't know. I'm just tossing that out.
And how did that work out?
Maybe our viewers can say that they're...
If AJ wasn't a busy man, now we need a second person over here that can look up stats because AJ's got his hands full.
So I need like...
No, don't be...
Statty McStatterson, I need sitting in the love seat over... The love seat, the recliner
AJ seems like he's afraid to talk. He's whispering and miming things to me.
What? Are you afraid to be on the air for the first time?
I am not afraid at all. I'm not afraid.
He didn't know what his requirements were today. This is brand new to him. So he's like looking at me like,
what the fuck,
bro?
So anyway, the wild card race. Joe Pizzamenti, Uncle Joey, saying AJ needs to multitask. So anyway, the wild card race is obviously the A's, the Red Sox, the Yankees. I want to include the Blue Jays and the Mariners. Mariners are a little behind that. They're 5.5 back, but that's nothing to sneeze at right now. It's still with 2 months to go in baseball. It's a great race, but the Yankees have put themselves in position to be only 2.5 back of that and kind of, you know, they've righted the ship over the course of July. They just have to keep it consistent. Yesterday couldn't get any hits, and the kid pitched well again. Heal pitched well again.
We're not doing that yet.
But it remains to be seen with that. The NL East, I don't know, like we said before, I don't know what happened to the Mets. They're pitching, DeGrom, it can't be the stopgap.
Injuries, that's exactly what happened. Yeah. The Mets have been dealing with crazy injuries all year. They do have a good roster. They're not able to hit, but they haven't been able to roll out the same consistent lineup for months now.
Yeah.
Lindor, the big money signing in the offseason, where is he? Oblique. Mm. DeGrom, out. They don't have their stopper.
Baez seems to be like one of those guys that can like get a pop here and there, but then like he just disappears.
Baez is too streaky. If he could carry a team, you heard it on the Mets podcast. Baez is legit when he's on, but when he's off, he's really bad. Really bad.
Yeah.
So that's the problem with the Mets. They don't have any consistency in their lineup, and their manager's a bum.
Right.
Worse than Boone.
Worse than Boone.
Absolutely worse than Boone.
Rojas, worse than Boone.
Absolute bum.
Thank you, AJ. So the Phillies are up 2 on the Braves, and then obviously the Mets are down 2.5 out of nowhere. So within a blink of an eye, The Mets are in third place. They got to get back in it somehow, some way. NL Central is the Brewers are up 5.5 games on the Reds. That seems to be like not in hand. Again, you never want to really. The Reds can get hot. Some of the players that are coming and surging for the Reds, I feel like it's like the clock got turned back. You know, Votto is like just smashing the cover off the ball again, and he's leading the Reds to be relevant in this race. And then, of course, I think the best division in baseball is the NL West. I know that the 7.5 that the Padres are down still is alarming at this point, but they're a good team still. You know what I mean? So they're in the race. They're behind.
How long is Tatis out for? Do anybody got any word on that, AJ? When I say anybody, I clearly mean you.
I have no word on it, but I can look it up.
All right.
Yeah.
Multitask. Well, let's do that. Let's get on it.
You know, are you looking it up on your computer?
Yep.
Because now I feel like you're making us blurry again just by doing that. I don't know. I feel like anything, any distractions. So, like I said, do it with your phone. But anyway, the NL wild card, Padres, Braves, Red. What are you doing?
I'm just messing around. Go ahead. Go ahead. Padres, this is for Reds, the viewers.
This is new. I feel like we're super blurry. I don't know. Maybe I'm just
I'm
like
not
panicking.
Worried about it.
No?
It is what it is.
All right. The only way, and here's the worrisome part for the Mets, is that the only way they get into the playoffs this year is by winning the NL East. Like, I don't think they're not going to.
Yeah, we established that in April. There was no way that the Mets are a wild card because the NL West is loaded. That's what's happening in the NL. Actually, I don't know if it's only the NL West. The Padres are playing themselves right out of the wild card almost, right? Are they even still in the lead?
I don't know. I'm not sure. This is what happens when you're live. You have to figure these things out. But look, it's going to be an interesting August. It's going to be an interesting September. So I want to thank everybody for watching. That's it. We're out. No, 12 minutes in. Done. No, but for real, the baseball is going to heat up, and it's good that it's heating up because then we got a lot of preseason football to deal with. And I know, Chris, how you feel about the preseason. It's just not relevant
to you.
There's
no reason for the preseason other than the fact that position battles. I don't want any starter to play.
I do pose the question. You said, Scoop Espo, blurriness adds to the ambiance. Thank you, Scoop, for watching. But anyway, I will ask you this next year, which, by the way, your favorite media analyst, Adam Schefter. The guy wasn't even off the stage yet for the last speech of the night last night, and Adam Schefter puts out a tweet. These are the guys that are eligible. Who gets the gold jacket next?
Why was there a number? Is that Anquan Boldin in the Lions uniform?
That's where I have my problem, bro.
I was so confused by that. I was like, wait, what
they
the
put
fuck?
DeMarcus Ware in a Broncos uniform.
Well, I don't really care about that.
Of course you don't, because it's a guy that the Dallas Cowboys. But like the uniform, yeah, there's your dinger. The uniform thing was he had to be trolling us.
I gotta say, Dave, I'm looking at this list right here
of what the availables.
And it's talking about the Hall of Fame weekend, who is next to get the jacket, and then the argument for Romo. I hope that you're not going to try and make an argument for Tony Romo.
I wouldn't make an argument for Tony Romo, but I will say that Tony Romo's career numbers are good. They're good. Hall of Fame worthy? He would have gotten a Hall of Fame had he had more success as a team. If he won a Super Bowl,
maybe if he played a little bit longer, too.
I'm pretty sure, AJ, I asked him to pull up Romo's career numbers. You'd be surprised, bro. You'd be surprised what Romo did in his time.
I'm just saying Romo was never really a top quarterback. Like, he was a good quarterback, but he was never the top five quarterback in the league. Maybe you could fringe him on those on a given season here or there.
Yeah.
But it's tough. We're looking at guys like Phillip Rivers, and I'm saying no to him. And I'm going to say yes to Romo.
Well, again, he's the same. He's in the same boat.
But he played a lot longer.
And he's probably got numbers.
He's got the numbers. Bigger numbers. I'm having a hard time with a guy like Romo. Only because the Hall of Fame is for all-time greats. It's not for all-time really good.
Very true. Very true. Now, you pull him up, AJ?
Yeah, let me just say, NFL.com is not making this easy on
Why would you go to NFL.com? You could just type in Google, like, Romo career numbers, and it'll just pop up as the first thing.
You don't think I did that? You think I just sit here?
NFL.com. You got to go to ProFootballReference.com.
Yeah, ProFootballReference is my go-to as well. But anyway, what do we got? You have something or no?
Okay, yeah. So basically, looking at career stats, Romo had 34,000 yards. Woo! He had 248 touchdowns.
Beautiful thing.
117 picks. A QBR of 97.1.
97.1. Hot 97.1.
How many playoff wins does he have?
Shut your mouth,
playoff
bro.
Playoff wins.
He's got one against Detroit. He's got
you
one.
You can count him on one hand, I bet.
No, he's got one against Philly, one against Detroit. Maybe two.
He's 2-4. He's 2-4.
So, no.
2-4.
It's not going to get it done.
One of them we should have won. It's the catch,
Vinny,
no catch.
All right, is Vinny Testaverde a Hall of Famer?
Oh,
because that's
God,
my comparison.
It's not even close to
that's,
being a comparison.
That's pretty much my comparison. Vinny Testaverde was good.
I understand he's good, but he doesn't have the numbers that Romo had.
Well, he not also didn't play in the same era. If you put Vinny Testaverde on that Cowboy team with that coaching staff.
You want to hear something funny? Vinny Testaverde was a Dallas Cowboy.
And then they go, well, that was the Jets. They went 13-3. Vinny Testaverde was good.
I believe it.
And he played a long time.
I'm not knocking Vinny Testaverde. I think he was good. But anyway.
I want to know, anybody like that comparison out there? The Vinny Testaverde comparison to Tony Romo? I feel like it's good.
Why? Because they're both Italian? They're both. But anyway, so I raised a question. You got on this list, these are the notables. Romo, DeMarcus Ware, Steve Smith Sr., Anquan Boldin, Robert Mathis, Devin Hester, or Vince Wilfork. Those are the ones that kind of top the list. Your knee-jerk reaction, which ones get on?
None of these guys will probably get in on the first ballot.
Really?
Maybe DeMarcus Ware.
DeMarcus Ware.
That's the 1,000%. Only one that I could see. Steve Smith Sr. definitely will get in eventually, but I still think there's some receivers that haven't gotten in.
Receivers!
Oh, I don't see my receiver. But you got to look at the guys that are still on the ballot from previous years that haven't gotten in. There's the Leroy Butlers. Mm-hmm. There's the Tony Boselli still not in, right? So there's
Boselli's not in?
Boselli's not in.
Whew.
I thought he was going to get in for sure this year.
Then what's the lineman that got in this year? Faneca.
Faneca. Yeah. Right. Which, point being, is look how long he had to wait, and he's an all-time great. You don't just get in because you're a guy that was really good.
Uh-huh.
You're not going to get on your first ballot. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we did in broadcasting school, folks. We white balance it, and it clears up.
And it did absolutely nothing.
It did nothing. It's fine. Anyway, so there's arguments to be made about Steve Smith Sr., based off longevity, based off the fact that he kind of reinvented himself as soon as he left Carolina with Baltimore. That could be a thing. Devin Hester, I don't think he's as good as primetime was when it comes to returning kicks, but he definitely scored more.
Wait.
Electrifying.
He was better than primetime at returning kicks. Come
Hester
on,
better
bro.
Than Deion,
he's,
bro.
Yes. Yes. He's the best kick returner, punt returner of all time. And that's not even God. A debate. Primetime was a Hall of Fame corner as well.
The people that are watching right now, primetime or Devin Hester? Stop. Because I
you're
going to
lose this.
I'm not going to lose this.
Hands down. Resounding L. You're
no.
About to take. Yes.
No. Deion Sanders is better than Devin Hester.
At,
Stop.
At football.
Yes.
Yes, but not at returning punts and kicks.
Deion, I mean, bro, I don't know. Anyway. I can send Evan down to see if he can.
Deion Sanders.
Yeah, Devin Hester, we got one.
I don't know who that was, but that's amazing.
Deion Sanders.
We got one for Devin Hester.
TDs.
Say what now?
Deion Sanders has 13 less punt return, kick return touchdowns than Devin
13
Hester.
13 less.
13 less. All right. So,
I'm a Packer fan, and I'm giving it to Devin Hester.
The Bears,
so
right.
That's how you know.
So, my question
you
is.
You could not kick the ball to Devin Hester. You just could not do it. Otherwise, he was taking it back.
Yeah. All right. Well, whatever. Whatever the case may be, I guess you have a point there. I will. What is it called? I'm not going to say tap out.
Concede.
Concede. Thank you, Aegis. That's why we pay the big bucks, bro. Anyway, so nobody else? I'm thinking Vince Wilfork, definitely not. Anquan Boldin for his longevity, but no.
I don't know that Boldin ever even gets in.
At
period.
All.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The receiver.
You think he gets like the TO treatment? Like good numbers.
Eventually,
but never
I've said
I mean,
this
he wasn't
in the past.
Asshole or
eventually,
like
the bar for the receivers and the quarterbacks has to go up
right.
In terms of numbers because everybody that plays now has the numbers. If you look at certain guys that are in the Hall of Fame with the numbers they have from the 60s, the receivers specifically, it's like 50 touchdowns career. You're not going to see that in the Hall of Fame anymore. You're going to have to put up big, gaudy numbers these days.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, so look, the Hall of Fame comes and goes. Obviously, that's like the kickoff for the season. Preseason games start this week for everybody. The Dallas Cowboys started last week against the Pittsburgh Steelers. And, but again, this is the 32 teams in 32 days. We're on the AFC South right now. We're going to second place as we start from the bottom. We already covered the Jaguars and the Texans, which we're all in agreement that those teams will probably be the bottom feeders again, probably the Texans worse than the Jaguars, in my opinion, because just for the love of God, like the Texans are in trouble if they don't have Deshaun Watson. We did have a little bit of a heated debate here yesterday after you guys got off the Chop Heads MMA. Tommy D was here. Scoop was here. We were talking about Deshaun Watson on where he ranks within the quarterbacks. Do you think Deshaun Watson, if he's playing, is a top five quarterback right now with his playmaking ability? Not so much stats because he's still kind of relatively new, but top five quarterback for Deshaun?
I think he's close, but
right outside.
That's interchangeable. Yeah, I guess you could say he's fifth, maybe seventh, depending on where you want to put him, but I'm not putting him above Lamar. I'm not putting him above Mahomes.
Putting him above Lamar Jackson, bro.
I don't know where your Lamar Jackson slander comes from.
It's not the slander. I watched the guy play football.
Yeah.
Yes, he won an MVP.
So what are you basing it off of? Just a couple games that you've seen?
No, I'm just basing it off of the fact that he's not your typical quarterback, and he's more of a hybrid runner that can sometimes throw the football.
And I pulled up his 2019 stats. You did pull up his stats.
And what do you have, 36?
36 TDs.
To no, almost passing. No picks.
Well, yeah, he threw picks.
I'm saying, like, his ratio was really good.
Really good.
And that was 1 year, though. That's what I'm saying. Then he gets to the playoffs, it's bye-bye.
I mean, he's only played two as a starter. So what the fuck do you want from him?
I want more.
Right?
I want more out of you.
Lamar Jackson's got an MVP. He brings the – it's not like you could just say, oh, he's not a typical quarterback because he runs too much. Well, yeah, he runs too much. He runs a lot, and that helps. And specifically in his case. So if you combine the two,
that offense,
if you combine the two, how could you just, you can't just be like, oh, he's not a good quarterback because he runs too much. Well, if he's running for 1,000 yards, then he is. Like
right.
He is a good quarterback. And he's a good, whatever the fuck, you want to call him a running back? I'll take a running back that throws for 36 TDs.
Okay. All right. That argument's kind of, let's see.
Oh, we'll just
we'll just beat the dead horse until it's over. Yeah, no. We're working out all the kinks, folks. First time live. We're excited. We've seen all the viewers have gone up and down. So you're tuning in, coming in and out.
I at least know somebody out there cares, and it's definitely Ash.
Oh, of course with it's the, Ash. With the heart thingy. Yeah.
Nobody else likes it so far. Are we supposed to see our likes live?
I don't know. Maybe. But anyway.
Trial and error here.
Before we get into the Indianapolis Colts, we do want to turn it over to Mr. AJ Bascone with the update to get you only the scores that matter now. We're not going to go through the complete Rolodex of the MLB Sunday lineup or any day lineup for that matter. He's going to give you the wild card race scores. AJ, take it away, my friend.
Alrighty, guys. So we're here with the Curtis Sells House's sports update for all your realty needs. Make sure to hit up my guy Curtis. He looks very friendly.
Looks very friendly.
Very friendly. Let's go into some of the baseball action of yesterday. As we said, we're only doing the important team. So let's get into a heated NL matchup with the Giants and the Brewers. That one was a close one. 5-4, and Watson comes away with the W. The Dodgers were able to squish the Los Angeles Angels.
Squish, he says.
Los Angeles Angels, like the bugs they are. 12-2, Walker Buehler gets the W. The Padres are able to edge out the Diamondbacks in a close one. 2-0, Blake Snell doesn't blow up in the first inning. So that's exciting. The White Sox went against the Chicago Cubs, and they took care of them with relative ease, 9-3. The Oakland A's, beat the Texas Rangers, 6-3. Rangers just look like they can't get anything going. Let's go over to the AL, and we have the Tampa Bay Rays going against the Baltimore Orioles. That was a high-scoring affair, but the Rays win that one 9-6. The Mets and the Phillies are in a race in the NL East, but it looks like the Mets are losing their grounding every single day, and the Phillies are proving that they are the best team in the NL East. 3-0 win by them. Zach Wheeler looked exceptional. Let's go over to the Yankees-Mariners game. The Mariners were able to have an absolute shutout.
Are you reading the same thing I am?
Absolute eyewear shutout against the Yankees. Mariners win that 2-0. The Braves get a nice win over the Nationals. That boosts them over the Mets in the standings. They are now in second place. They win that game 5-4. The Red Sox and the Blue Jays have an exciting bowl game. I believe the Red Sox had an 8-2 lead, and they blow it. The Blue Jays come all the way back and win that game 9-8, and the Astros have a huge upset against them yesterday by the Minnesota Twins 7-5. That is your sports update.
Thank you, AJ Bascone. Good job, buddy. And you know what's funny? I just went over, while you were doing that, I went over to the comments like on Facebook. There are a lot more than it's saying over here. So I don't know how that. Are you seeing all the comments on there? The last one I got is Devin Hester at 10:33.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're seeing them all? That's fun. Anyway.
That's the last one I'm seeing.
Oh, yeah, okay. Because I don't know, you know, what
I want to click on this, learn more about the comments, but I'm afraid they might make the whole studio explode.
Don't do that.
Deal with that.
Don't do that. All right, so thank you again for the AJ Sports Update. Appreciate you. So now we're good at testing. Somebody just tested. So some of them are getting in, some of them are getting out. We'll figure that out as we go.
Guys, it is almost time for the best time of the year, and that's tailgate season. And when you think about tailgates, you're thinking about beers and you're thinking about food. And when you're thinking about food, you're thinking about hot sauce. I'm talking about Silk City Hot Sauce. It's a mom and pop business from Vermont that produces hot sauce with locally grown peppers. There's several blends and flavors. Here's just a few. You got Slurp, which is fresh peaches, honey, Vermont apple cider, habanero and cherry pepper blend with a hint of smoked jalapeno. We got the Badass Jew, which is four pepper blend jalapeno, cherry pepper, serrano, and habaneros with tomato, roasted red peppers, roasted garlic, and Mexican seasoning. Good Morning Jonestown, which is a smoked habanero and smoked serrano with carrots, roasted peppers, garlic, onions, and a splash of white vinegar. Killer Hot is their second hottest, three pepper blend featuring fatale, habanero, and ghost with roasted red peppers, garlic, and honey. Ghost Whisper is a pile of ghost and habanero with roasted peppers, garlic, onion, and red vinegar. It's a very powerful sauce with a deep and delicious flavor. And you guys got to check out the artwork on these bottles. Silk City uses professional comic book artists to create the coolest looking hot sauce in the biz. They offer great deals when you purchase the 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6 mix and match packs. Go to SilkCityHotSauce.com and use the coupon code CHOP. You're going to receive 20% off your order. You're going to receive a free bottle, and you're going to get some stickers along with that. That's SilkCityHotSauce.com.
It's time now to dive headfirst into our 32 teams in 32 days with the Indianapolis Colts.
If my computer dies...
The locker room leads it. Muted. We're going to go...
My computer dies, and they don't need...
Where you want to go.
My computer dies, I'll go. Are we muted, guys? Somebody comment.
Want to win games, but we believe something a little different around here.
All right, there's your Indianapolis Colts, your little season preview there as we dive in. But look, dude, first and foremost, the Colts made headlines yesterday as Darius Leonard gets a massive, when I say massive deal, this is beyond ridiculous. He gets a 5-year, $98 million to be an inside linebacker. He's officially the highest paid inside linebacker in the league. Good money?
For him?
For the team.
Well, the Colts had a lot of money. They had a lot of free agency room, and I think, yeah, he's the premier linebacker in the NFL, if not the premier linebacker. He's one of three with right. The Tampa Bay guys and then him. But, yeah, in a defensive fantasy football league where IDP, individual defensive players, he is far and away, bar none, the best player in the league.
Yeah.
Gets like 30 tackles a game. So,
yeah.
Good money.
Good money. Good money
spent. I wouldn't spend $20 million on a middle linebacker a year.
I mean, that's...
That's a lot.
Unless I had him on my team, then I'd be like, well, they can't let him go.
Very true. But I just, again, crazy, crazy, crazy money. But the biggest elephant, it's not an elephant in the room because everybody knows about it, but the biggest issue with the Indianapolis Colts right now, before we can even dive into their schedule or their depth chart, Carson Wentz. Like, we don't know what that's going to be. They gave a ridiculous, ridiculous spread in time of like the time frame of his injury, 5 to 12 weeks. 5 to 12 weeks, basically 1 month or 3 months. I don't know how that correlates. I don't know. I don't really understand how you can get that diagnosis. To me, I say just what say
is his, what's his injury anyway?
Something with his foot, right? I mean,
just a foot injury?
I believe it's an ankle injury.
Yeah.
I could look more into it.
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure it's something, obviously, the lower extremity. But like 5 to 12 weeks, that could be Halloween or that could be he'll be back for the opener. Like, where are the Colts going from here? What are they going to do right now? Because you look at it, it's Jacob Eason, Sam Ellinger, and Brett Hundley. Brett Hundley.
Yeah. I think that there's a chance that they go with Phillip Rivers if he's talking about potentially not ruling out a comeback. That's the only thing that makes sense to bridge the gap. But I think if Phillip Rivers ends up being the quarterback, I don't think he wants to come in for a situation where he's going to be a 10-week quarterback. Like, he's going to want to give it a go.
Mm-hmm.
So if Carson Wentz ends up being on the back end of that and it's a 12-week thing, you could pretty much plan for Carson Wentz not being ready at all this season, the way I look at it. They're saying it's not a season-ending injury, but Carson Wentz is just always season-endingly injured. I don't know if that's even a word, but
it's probably not, but it raises a lot of red flags, and they have to address the quarterback position because this team is good. You know what I mean? Like, without a quarterback, though, you're not good, i.e. Dallas Cowboys without Dak Prescott. You're just become an inept offense. But anyway, what were you thumbs upping?
I don't know. They said my knee. First of all, this knee has like the most disgusting scar on it, and it's lumpy on the bottom from surgery. So there's no way that my knee looks good, and it's definitely comfortable.
Is it comfortable sitting like that? I don't know. You guys, I'm just, yeah, whatever. But anyway, so this team is built win now mode. I mean, it's got a very solid foundation, but you need a quarterback to run this thing. The running back room gets a lot better. It's got four guys that are more than capable of carrying the rock. Jonathan Taylor could be one of the top picks in all your fantasy drafts this year. And, of course, Marlon Mack, Nyheim Hines, Jordan Wilkins, all these guys are good.
Quentin Nelson's also out 5 to 12 weeks.
That's another massive loss.
What's up with these?
He's probably the best guard in football.
Oh, he's not probably. I'd say he definitely is the best guard in football. But
him? Is Bakhtiari a guard?
No.
All right. So I was going to say Zach Martin, too, but, you know. I think
Ding.
No, I think Nelson's better. Just a little smidge better.
So the chances that Nelson's out for, he's saying he's going to be ready for week one, I believe him. Carson Wentz, you have no idea when he's going to be ready.
Zero clue.
Back end that you could probably plan for Quentin Nelson to play even if he's dying. Because he's a lunatic. Absolute animal.
Another receiver that came on towards the end of last year, maybe middle of the year on, was Michael Pittman Jr. I think they have a lot. I feel like T.Y. Hilton caught a bad rap the entire year. I know I owned him as a fantasy. I'm like, this guy, I can't even play him because he's just not showing up at the end of the year. Yeah, T.Y.
Yeah, no, he's washed.
Washed. Just W.
He's probably he's good. You gotta watch for him in the real league. But we're talking about fantasy football. I'm not touching T.Y. Hilton. But around round 10 or 11, I'm going to go after Michael Pittman.
Yes.
No doubt. After 100 guys are off the board, you're going to start looking for a guy like Michael Pittman to potentially be a wide receiver too. I don't know what's going to happen now with the quarterback situation, but either way, they're going to have to be throwing him the ball.
Yeah, that's very true.
He had 100 yards against Baltimore in the play. Or was it Buffalo?
Paris Campbell, obviously, another serviceable wide receiver. They have a good offense. Jack Doyle, again, one of the guys that are like up and down. But Mo Ali Cox, he played well last year. So in
specifically in the red zone.
Yes, he was a red zone
threat. He's not going to be much between the 20s.
With Quentin Nelson, and they got Eric Fisher. All these guys, Ryan Kelly's a great center.
I'd say their offensive line is arguably the best in the league.
I do too, but right now they're all just shitty right now. So like it's just not a good situation. They did draft Kwity Paye out of Michigan as we segue over to the defensive side of the ball. So the defensive side, they got some serious talent over there too. You know, but Kwity Paye and DeForest Buckner, that's a good edge. You know, that's a good edge to set. And inside, you got Grover Stewart. Buckner's the defensive tackle. The edge is Muhammad. Alquandin Muhammad, another one. Going to be good. You know what I mean? Like, you give these guys time. And obviously, Darius Leonard gets the big money. We just talked about him. Their cornerbacks and secondary, Xavier Rhodes is
that, you know, it's weird with him. Like, I can't get on board with him yet. I guess it remains to be seen if he's going to be, you know, a premier corner like he used
to be.
Was
it Rock Hassin? He's good.
He's very good. Yeah. And
shout out Temple University. He's a Temple Owl.
Is he?
Yeah.
His name's even cooler than that. It's Rockyasin.
Rockyasin.
I like it. I like. Why don't I see him anyway? Oh, there he is. Rockyasin. Imagine when you're born and they're like,
I can't imagine that kid look first like? Name is really Rock.
I know, but still, but like, what if it is? It could be. Like, what? Like, you're looking at this baby, you're like, what a precious little
like, haha, Clam Dix.
Like, my name ha-ha. Is Rock. Like, or, yeah, or it's like, what are you naming him? I don't know.
His name is Hashon.
Okay, I know. Right. He was a cowboy.
He was a cowboy, so Dave blew him.
He was a cowboy. He was a cowboy for like a cup of coffee. He got cut in the preseason. He couldn't even make the team. So that, and he's not in the league anymore. I don't think he lied.
No, he's out of the league.
But in any event, so they're deep, bro. They got, and by the way, they have the best character kicker in the league. I mean, it goes without saying. Rodrigo Blankenship, the wild thing himself with the goggles, is one of the coolest guys in the league. So now, when you look at that schedule, and AJ will bring it up, so you guys have reference in front of your faces. That schedule, it seems to me that, and you know, I know Chris doesn't want me to touch on the preseason because it doesn't matter. They do start off their schedule with two straight home games. That's big, in my opinion. When you have to run with the Titans, and one of the your first opponents is the Titans coming up in week three, and that's in Tennessee. If you get off to that 2-0 start, like as you should, but again, no spring chicken. They're playing Seattle and Los Angeles. You know what I mean? That's a tough task, I think, when it comes to their schedule's kind of brutal when you're looking at it, bro.
It gets easier as they go along because their division is shit. But
look, I mean, they get Houston in late October. That's their first like cakewalk. Other than that, in a row, Seattle, Los Angeles, Tennessee, Miami, and Baltimore. That's not easy at all. So, and if you don't have Carson Wentz, and you have a guy like Phillip Rivers or and one honestly, of these kids. Honestly,
Phillip Rivers isn't in camp right now, so they better get him in if they're going to plan on winning any of these games. Because looking at the beginning,
they have a very win these games.
It's very feasible that the Colts, as good as their roster is, could be 0-5.
Very
going
true.
Into week 6.
When they play Houston. And then they got to go on the road against San Francisco and then Tennessee again. So their schedule before their bye, which their bye isn't until, and again, week 14, bro. These week 14 buys are insane. AJ, while we're waiting, pull up the over-under on the win total for the Indianapolis
Colts. They'll be 4-9 going into their bye.
4-9?
4-9 going into their bye.
So you don't think the Colts are going to be any good?
No. Not without a quarterback. You look if
Rivers is there.
It doesn't matter. They're still, what's Rivers going to do? He's not playing right now. He's not with the team now.
Correct.
So until Rivers gets there and shows me something, not that he doesn't know the offense, but still, he's 50.
You asked
he's
for
better
that,
than any backup on their team, but
yeah,
that's facts. You asked for the win total.
Oh, brother, yeah.
I am in love with this win total. It is 10. I am hammering the under.
Oh, God.
Wait a minute, it hasn't moved? That hasn't moved at all?
No, it's 10 right now.
Dude, there's free money to be made. I mean, he's going to write that
you
down.
Have some like, disposable income, I'm definitely
seriously,
writing it down.
You got to hammer that.
Because this is one of those things that you're going to have to wait until the fucking season's over.
Right, you can do it right
winnings,
now.
But... So you got to put the money out.
Do it.
Yeah, I mean.
10? Like, you kidding? Without a quarterback?
Is it plus money or even money?
He's going to have to relook that up. But that's kind of insane. But, again, cookie cutter finale against the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Even money. What? -110, -110, both sides.
Wow. Look, that seems like it could be a thing.
I'm just not really that interested in putting $100 somewhere just to win $100 in 3 months. If I'm going to make a big bet, then I would do it. But I'm not going to put $100 away for fucking Christmas time.
I'm going to give them. All right. So where do you have them? You were at 4-9. So that's 13 games. Five games left. You at a 4-9 schedule. Where do they get to? They're not going to win out.
They're going to be 6-11.
6-11 Indianapolis Colts. That is very.
And honestly.
Very disappointing compared
honestly,
to what they did last year.
If they have Wentz healthy, then it's going to be probably 10-7.
So he's a 4-win difference. All right.
If he's healthy the whole year, because if he comes back and he just gets hurt right away again, which is more than likely. I'm not believing in the Colts. It's a shame because I've been talking good about them.
Mm-hmm.
Even on the fantasy one that me and him did, I was talking good about the Colts and Carson Wentz, maybe with his new, with the reun- being reunited with the head coach, Frank Reich, I thought the Colts had a shot, but the injury, he's completely decimating their chances, honestly.
Yeah. All right. So Gooch has got him at 6-11. I'll give him the benefit of the doubt that it's going to be Rivers. And I think Rivers is good enough to win seven games. Where you find these wins, I say two over Jacksonville, two over the Texans. So that's four. And then you just got to find three. So if you find three against maybe in the beginning of the year when they get those two home games, I guess that is tough, man. Honestly, they got the Jets.
I'm having them split the final four games of the season just as a gift. 6-11 might be ambitious.
All right. Then I'm going to go, you know what? I'm with you. I'm with you on the 6-11. AJ?
I'm also riding 6-11.
All right. So 6-11, and this is all Carson Wentz's fault for being a fragile piece of shit.
Like,
so
if
that's
he's,
your fault.
If he's healthy, this is completely different.
But you can literally almost flip this record.
Yeah.
You know? Like, yeah. Flip the record completely.
And honestly, that's giving Carson Wentz a lot of credit.
Correct.
That's considering true. The fact, yeah. Because he is they need a quarterback. Right now, looking at it, Brett Hundley, I know all about Brett Hundley. He ain't going to get it done.
And two kids.
And Eason.
Eason's good. Eason's okay. Ellinger is from Texas, so it's, I don't know, man. It's tough, but it is what it is at this point.
Jimmy G.
They got some, yeah, I mean, look, there's guys out there that don't have a halt. Gardner Minshew, you know, I don't know if they would trade within division. Probably not.
Marcus,
I mean,
Mariota.
Jacksonville, what do you mean? They would definitely trade within the division.
You think?
Yeah, it's not like they're in it. It's not like they're competing with anybody. They're going to fucking get money back. Get what you could get back. Get capital back.
All right.
Save the... I think Minshew's making decent money for a backup.
Definitely. I know for a fact he is.
Yeah.
So it's... all right. Well, we'll see. I mean, November 4th is a definite loss for the Colts as I look at that. Then November 4th is the New York Jets.
That's got Shine.
Maybe Shine. Or I don't Ray. Know. Oh, Scoop Espo. I dig the talk over while showing the graphics. Thank you, Scoop. Yeah, man. We're adding... See, too much Jag slander, though, he just said. I will say this, Scoop. This is a perfect opportunity for you to realize that this can be done for the Chopheads MMA podcast. So what AJ is doing right now, producing our show, we can do it for Chopheads MMA. Speaking of all the other podcasts, this week's lineup stacked, as always. Today, Jimmy Palumbo in studio to record his next 22. If he doesn't do Emmett Smith, I'm going to be very upset. But, oh, you can't do a guy that's, like,
why
famous,
would,
right?
Why would... Jimmy do Emmett Smith? He's a Giants fan.
I heard him do Staubach at 12. I heard him do...
No. He mentioned them, but he's definitely... I could guarantee you Jimmy is not going to give you Emmett Smith episodes.
Well, that's, you can't do it anyway.
Not happening.
Isn't that the rule? Like, it can't be a known guy?
I mean, I could do what I want because I call out...
22.
Last week
was that Roger on the
Woodson,
Yankees?
I gave Woodson his daps that's last true. Week, but he's a Hall of Famer this week, so there was no way anyone was taking that from me.
Okay.
And I did Ed Reed and Dawkins on 20.
Okay.
Two Hall of Famers.
So 22, you're going to have to do some thinking? Or do you know one right off the rough?
22.
Go.
I'm not going to divulge the answer.
You're not
going
to hear it until the pot. All right. Okay, go download Jimmy Palumbo's podcast. It drops tomorrow along with Pretender to Contender with Joe Matarese. The Squeaky Bump Time podcast. I want to see if we can get those guys on here to talk soccer because there's something going on Friday where it's a new season. I got to get involved again. Like, I was really heavily involved in the Euros because, you know, yours truly came in second. So, because I'm now the picks extraordinaire when it comes to soccer. But anyway, Tuesday's lineup. Wednesday, you'll get another episode of the Chart Choppers and All About the Star, my new Dallas Cowboy podcast. So if you're interested in listening to the Dallas Cowboy stuff that I talk, I'm as real as it gets when it comes to the Cowboys. I'm not as delusional. Don't sell your knees. Sure.
That's
sure.
Brett.
Whatever.
It's Brett.
Oh, hi, Brett. Shakika.
Yeah.
So he's probably like, oh my God, he put my last name on here. I'm dead. Anyway, so. Yeah, so that's Wednesday's lineup. Thursday, obviously, is another episode of Till Mets Do Us Part. Wednesday's also, after our very successful debut, Keep It Real with Elena Christina is now on our network. Go download her podcast. She's very TikTok famous as Gooch looks over to the camera like, yeah. It's an acquired taste, bro. Acquired taste. Go listen to it. I enjoyed the first two.
She's definitely not listening to my podcast.
No, definitely not. I mean, she's not going to listen to a Packer
podcast.
She's not
going to openly.
I mean, don't.
I won't.
But anyway, that's Thursday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Squeaky Bums dropped
today is the Chopheads MMA. It's
that dropped already.
Out.
Yes,
I dropped
good
it
job
already.
On the quick
fucking
turnaround
on time this week.
Yeah, baby. I mean, look, I mean that podcast. I was thinking about this on the way in. I was. I know we talked about like which podcasts can we really, really grow with, and I'm looking at all 12 podcasts that we have, and I'm like, they're all relatively good, but I think in like a ranking system. Obviously, us to be the flagship show, and Jimmy Palumbo's like hell bent on being the best non-flagship show. You know what I mean? But I'm thinking to myself,
the Chop Heads MMA podcast. I really believe there's, I know there's a million MMA podcasts.
There's a million any podcast.
The ability for the knowledge that you possess and Tommy possess together, and Scoop as well.
And the fact that I'm able to completely unload verbally on Tommy as he sits across from me.
Yes, TRT Tommy is losing weight little by little. If he ever,
I think
ever,
I'm finally starting to break Tommy, though. He's sitting there and he's not coming back at me. He's just shaking his head.
Well, maybe because his emotions are all over the place. With the test levels going up and down.
I edited out a lot of mean things. Did I? I was being mean, and I think that it's affecting the podcast.
Why were you doing that, though?
I don't know. I'm just, you're not mean to me. I'm not typically a mean guy.
You're not mean to me. You're not mean to
I come here like on AJ. Sundays, and it's like after.
You know what it is? That's why. You come here on Sundays, and Sunday you're like, night, God
and
damn,
then
it's
I'm sitting here, I'm cleaning, I'm doing dumb shit around the office, and then I got to fucking sit here and. I know it's not something that I should be talking about, but it's a to-do. It's like, I got to fucking do this podcast now.
And you should enjoy it.
And I'm worrying about football season because
it's going to be
obvious
busy.
Reasons. I'm not going to try and record a podcast on Sunday.
So you guys are going to have to switch that up.
Yes.
My opinion?
Monday night. But the
right before
the problem
game.
Is Tommy what? Coaches Pop Warner. His son plays football.
He's got no business coaching football.
I mean, his son plays it.
I'm kidding.
So what the fuck?
I'm kidding, obviously.
Yeah, we're just going to have to work it out.
All right.
Maybe we'll do live shows on Saturday, do fight companions or something like that while football season happens.
We have the capability.
Figure something out, but we won't let you down for all. I'm not going to divulge the numbers, but
it's for all, a decent little chunk
of people. For all 24,000 people that listen every week, we will be putting out the podcast still.
Yeah, I had DJ VW give me, our boys next door, give me a little shtick for saying like, oh, 20,000. And I was like, yeah, well, it's not like I'm lying. Go add up the numbers. Do your basic math, bitch. But anyway.
I kind of agree with them, though. I don't like giving out the numbers.
I'm done. Right, after good. That, I'm done. We reached 20,000, so when people want to know.
We could talk like milestones here and there, but the only people that really should be getting the numbers as a network are the fucking people that are going to advertise with us that ask. That's
so
it.
We're adding video to this element. Obviously, we're going to fix the whole it's blurry thing, and I do apologize for that, but advertising has now upticked. We can get commercials played on live TV. Technically, this is live TV if you think about it. It's YouTube, it's Facebook Live, and you know, advertising could increase. So be sure to do that. Are you guys doing college football or not really? Are you kidding? Who is that? I need to know who that is, because if you haven't been paying attention, we have 26 college athletes with 90% of them being football players.
I think what they're getting at is, will we be talking college football? Is there going to be a podcast about college football?
That's a good idea. I think that's a great idea. A college football podcast, or at least a section.
If you know somebody that already has a moderately successful podcast, my computer just died.
It's okay.
If you know somebody that has a moderately successful podcast that wants to join the network, then yes, we will be putting one on. But I am of no interest to me to build a brand new show again.
Yeah.
Where we're at. I just need somebody that already gets it.
Whoever this is says, just talking about it. Would you guys talk about it?
Oh, yeah, of course.
I think, of course, now that we have all these athletes and we're invested in Rutgers and Maryland and West Virginia and like all these other schools, these are definitely schools that we want to talk about. And I'll bring on, listen, we have the abilities to bring on super fans. So if you know more shit than we do, which 9 times out of 10, it's like bringing hockey fans on here. Besides myself, there's no hockey fans.
Could you imagine if there was somebody out there that knew more than I knew?
About college football?
I'm just joking.
Oh. Anything.
About anything.
So this has been a first episode, a dry run, a trial run of the live show. But also, thank you for downloading the podcast. Be sure to subscribe. Well, it's called Follow now on iTunes, Spotify, all your platforms, Amazon Music, Google Podcasts, you name it, we do it. For Sturch and Gooch. And of course, thank you. Big ups to AJ running this shindig. This has been another episode of the Chop Sports Podcast. And we'll see you guys tomorrow.
So am I still doing the Titans. Still doing the...
Yes. Now you have to do it right to the camera.
So we got Jimmy Palumbo going to be here in like an hour, and he's going to completely rip apart our show. Right to my face. Guaranteed.